Auntie Matilda, what year were you born?
In 1914, September 21st, 1914.
And you were born in
Megri,
which is Fethiye now.
Fethiye, yeah.
And when you were born in Fethiye or Megri, who was living with you at that time in the town in Turkey?
In Turkey, Claire Turiel, Clarice Turiel, and it is Sarina's family, I remember. And
how about your family?
My family.
Like your mother was there?
My mother was there.
Do you have any sisters father, with you at the time or no?
No, because I didn't see Grandpa. I was born 20 years after your Grandpa came to the United States.
So you were living in Megri with Megri. Your mother, father, and sister?
That's all.
The three of
And Sam, and my brother Sam. And my brother Sam.
Okay. So when you grew up in Megri, did you, how old were you when you left Megri?
About seven, eight years.
7 or 8 years old?
Yeah, and they took me to Rhodes and we went to start school.
I think, I don't know if it was Auntie Lena or Papu who told me that even in Megri, they had a little small temple.
They had a little small temple. I was a little girl, you know, those days. How can you remember so many years?
Well, was there one, or was? Do you think there was?
It was a was small little temple. I think so. They had because they observe religion or whatever. Yeah.
Did you ever go to that synagogue? No, or
no, I was a little girl. I didn't even know nothing from nothing.
Okay. And do you remember what your father did in Megri?
Well, he was like he was a businessman, but he didn't know how to hold the business. He used to do like import and export, but he didn't know how to run the business the right way. He used to give you like a loan of 5,000. He used to. And then he used to add up another 2,000. Instead of making money, he used to add up more. He used to go, like you say, he was not a good businessman. He was not. And thank God, after my brothers, you know, I didn't know them. I didn't know where my brother Jack, nor my brother Morris, nor my brother Joe. None of them. I never knew them. I never saw them, never, since when I came to the United States.
So, your father was selling what?
Like eggs by dozens, I mean, tons of eggs, chickens, and...
live chickens?
Yeah, live chickens, yeah. Big business, but he didn't know how to run the business. Maybe he had a good heart, he used to give more than what he was taking in. He was not, like I say, a good, strict businessman. He didn't know how to run. I don't know what it was, but... He was not a good businessman.
And did he work from the home or did he have a separate store?
He was out in the fields. I don't know what he used to do. I was a little girl, 8 years old. I wouldn't even, you know, just imagine you're 8 years old, a girl would know anything about your father's, what kind of business is in.
Right.
Never.
You didn't really know.
No.
So you just stayed at home.
I stayed home, little girl.
What do you remember about Megri? Do you remember the sea? Could you see?
Yeah, I see. It was beautiful, beautiful. We used to take long walks. We used to see the church. It was a church close to our house.
Ah.
We used to have those Turkish baths. We used to go. They didn't have, you know, like you have over here, all the accommodations. You go outside, like you go in Rhodes. In Rhodes, the same thing. They don't have no showers, no baths. You have to go those Turkish baths. And my mother, she was a great mother. She took care of the two girls and my brother too. But she really wanted to give more of what she got herself. Mm-hmm. She wanted the girls to get education. And she saw when we were in Megri, we couldn't do anything there because with the Turkish taking over, you know, like the Islamic. My mother said, because I have that maybe from Victor Levy or somebody, sometimes Antelina told me last time she went there, they had a hard time getting in there because it's not like the, not like Rhodes, you go in and out or right. Any place, but over there they have,
restrictions.
Far behind on the yes. Whole world, you know, Islamic, yeah. I don't know what the heck
in
is
Megri, right?
Megri, yeah.
Fethiye, yeah.
Fethiye.
Okay, now, You were talking about your father, your mother.
Yeah.
And then
we went to Rhodes.
Then you went to Rhodes. Now you. Oh, you're also Megri. Talking about how many churches are there in Megri? Was there one big church?
One big church. We still have close to our house.
Oh, okay, so you were near the
church. I remember.
Okay, and could you see the sea from where your house was, was it far away?
Far away, we could walk, uh-huh. walk. We should take long walks like we do in Rhodes. We that was our life. No cars, no bicycles. Everything was walking, and it was good for the people. That's how we are strong and healthy, because we don't have those things. I mean, you get assimilated if you come over here. You eat the same food like the people over here, and you get all the germs, whatever you get to get in there. But people from Rhodes, they were healthy. They never had cancer. They never had heart attacks. They never had high blood pressures.
Okay. Now, when you moved, did your mother actually move to Rhodes?
Yeah. Or my mother and the two girls and my brother Sam, we all moved to Rhodes to get a better education for that purpose.
Uh-huh. And what school did you go to in Rhodes?
In Rhodes, I went to L'Ecole Alliance.
And was it mostly girls in that school or mostly boys?
Girls and boys too. Mm-hmm. As you get in the higher class, I had boys too, yeah.
And in Alliance, did you learn at that time? There was it was when the Italians had it.
Yeah, 19.
Did you learn Italian or did you learn French?
Italian. At that time. Our time was Italian because it was already, right. Mussolini was in power already.
And did you learn Hebrew as well?
Oh, yes.
How about
Ladino too.
Ladino. So the Ladino, you were learning how to write.
Yeah. And read. Mm-hmm. Read and write.
You read and write.
My mother was such a good mother, like I'm telling you. She, those Ladinos, you couldn't get in school. But she sent us to a private school teacher for us to learn how to read and write in Ladino.
Who was your teacher? You don't remember, huh?
I don't know.
Nothing, no one you remember.
Yeah.
Okay. So you went to the Alliance until what age, approximately?
Until I came to the United States. I finished high school. I finished that school.
Okay, now when you moved from Megri, go ahead.
So years ago, it used to be French, and then when Mussolini came in, he didn't want to hear that the French language. He wanted to know everything Italian. Mm-hmm. If you didn't talk Italian, you could get there. They could give you like a penalty if somebody could hear you talking like Spanish, like we do Ladino. Oh, you couldn't talk because somebody was sneaking and watching you. What kind of language you're talking? They wanted you to talk Italian. You know the language like the United States. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Sure. Now, when your family moved from Megri to Rhodes, did they have a house already in Rhodes, or did they have to buy a house?
No. Your grandpa and your grandma.
My grandma Vicky?
Vicky.
Uh-huh.
And Lena.
Uh-huh.
And Victor, the three, and Mary, four of them, they used to live with my grandma. My grandma Luna, you know, that they take my sisters, Lena and Auntie Lena Capluto, they take after them, or Lena Cordova, they take after Grandma Luna.
Okay.
She was the owner of the house.
Uh-huh.
When we moved, when we came into Rhodes, Grandma Vicky, Lena, Victor, and all of them, they were coming to the United States.
Uh-huh.
So we were coming from Megri, so we got that house ready for us. Uh-huh. They moved out, and we came in.
Uh-huh.
So when we came in, my grandma Luna, she was a bedridden person. She was all her life, she was laying in bed. I never saw her taking a walk or anything. She was just laying all the time in bed, in the sofa. I was a little girl. I used to go to school and come home. And I always used to see her laying down, and my mother used to take care of her. But for taking care of her, we used to use her house because we didn't have a place where to go. So that was a good thing for us, too. She took care of the mother-in-law, whatever it was, but she gave us a place where to live. So we lived there the two girls and my brother and my mother, but we didn't see much of my father. My father was in Megri doing the business. What kind of business he was, you know, he was not a good businessman, but that's part of the life.
In Rhodes, did you live in one house or did you live in two different houses?
No, just one house. In that house, what you saw in Rhodes, yeah, I'm sure somebody showed to you. We got in there, and from there we came to the United States. So was my mother. She lived there. From there she came to the United States. Just one house. We didn't get out from there.
So it belonged to Luna and who?
Grandpa Joseph, like your father, you know.
My grandpa.
Joseph, like my grandpa Joe, you know, Joe.
Yeah. So it was Luna. Where was Luna's husband?
He died when we got in. I didn't meet him. No.
So
we
it's
only
David.
Met the old lady, not the grandma, not the grandpa. We didn't see no grandpa.
Okay, so she was. It was her house by herself then?
By herself living there. When okay. Your grandma Vicky came, and the family came to the United States with grandma Rochelle, you know, Rochelle. They all came into the United States, and we were lucky to have that house.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, God sent for us too, because otherwise, where could you live with three children? So I'm sure that they, I don't know.
Was this house, the house near, where was it near?
Was near La Cayancha.
Right. That's the one I thought.
Near La Cayancha, and was a nice little house. Mm-hmm. And we used to have a Dr. Mizrahi, Dr. Hassan, Dr. Mizrahi. Was a good area, you know, was a really good car. It's so close, everything is so near to each other. The temple, everything is just closed in. We had a nice quarters, you know, it was nice quarters, closed for everything. For the shopping, you go to the Mandrake, it's a short walk, and the shopping over there is like you remember, I don't know, you've been there. And they have the market, jewelry market, they have there too. They have everything.
Was it near, was there also a fountain or a
young fountain? Young fountain, yeah.
Is nearby. Did the fountain, how often did you use the fountain?
The fountain, we used to go once a day. We should take those, not buckets, used to be pitaris, used to call like what do you call this, made of clay. And we used to fill them up, and when we were coming over here, you could have water in the house. We used to have water in the house.
But in Rhodes, you just had to go to the fountain and fill it with water.
Water, and then we used to have a well in the house.
You had a well in the house?
Well, sure. We used to draw all the water that we used to use to wash the floors or wash clothes. We used to have a well right in the kitchen area.
Did everybody have that?
Yeah, almost every home, they have that.
A little bit of water.
Water in the house, yeah, and you have those, you know, you see in the moving pictures.
Oh, yes, okay. Now, do you remember the street name that you lived on? It was near Cayancha.
Near Cayancha, but I don't know.
The name in Italian, in those days they used Italian names or they used Spanish names?
I can't even remember. I can't remember that, but... was close to the La Cayancha, and from my window, you could see the fountain. You could see the fountain.
Right.
It was a shoemaker across there.
Uh-huh.
It was like a museum, you know, right in the Cayancha. I remember you saw, I don't know, like a museum, beautiful, beautiful building. And like I say, you know, it was a small quarter. You knew each other, you know, each other.
And did people send ever mail to the family home, or you have to pick up the mail at the post
office? No, you have to go pick it up.
At the post office.
Yeah, a man, a Jewish guy used to own the Jacob Asha, you know, like Jack Israel.
Uh-huh.
Jack Israel's great-grandpa.
Ah.
He's the one that used to go get all the mail from the post office, and everybody used to go and get from his house. No, it was not delivery there. You know, after all, you're talking about 100 years ago, even the United States was not that after like now.
But when the mail was sent, they would put... Did you ever receive mail when you were a teenager?
I didn't get, but my sister used to take care because my brothers...
What sister?
My sister, Lena.
Lena, okay.
She was like the, you know, the oldest. Like the oldest always in Rhodes was... They took care of whatever is supposed to take care. And when they get married, then the other one takes over.
Yeah.
But she was the, like you say, the, she used to take care of everything, the paperwork, whatever.
Do you think, did you see Auntie ever have any letters here in Los Angeles, or you don't remember that? She never showed you anything, right?
No. When I went to New York, when I was married, and my father sent me a letter to me.
From New York?
From here.
From L.A. to New
from
York?
From L.A. To New York. Now, but after that, I never saw a letter from him. Maybe my sister got the letters, but I never got to see the letters.
Uh-huh.
And she saw them more than what I saw from them, you know. We left the Rollies young, and I didn't even see hardly see my father. But she saw them 5 years, good 5 years with them, you know. She was grown up, mature, yeah. And she saw them, she was together with them every day, all the time. And me, I went to New York, I didn't see nothing of them.
Yeah,
I didn't see nothing of them.
Now
I missed them.
So you don't remember the street number or
no.
The street name?
No, I don't. I really
but you remember
don't.
The name was Cayancha.
Cayancha, yeah, was about from
was there any other? Houses. Was there any other streets you remember besides Cayancha?
I don't know. See, those things Rebecca knows.
Okay,
because,
yeah. Well, I'll check. How about when Luna, when you left in 1935.
Five, yeah.
When Luna let you come into the house.
Yeah.
Was there any agreement that was written? Everybody just said, well, you stay here and we'll take
care of you. Yeah, that's right, take care of the old lady.
Okay. How about when you left in 1935, was Luna still there?
No, she was gone already. She died.
Oh, she died.
Yeah, she died.
What year do you guess that she died?
I can't remember.
If you left in 1935, was it like...
A couple of years before that, I think so, a couple of years before that. But...
when she died, what happened?
Nothing. My mother took over the house. She stayed there.
Why did your mother take over the house?
Well, she had to live there. Where she's going to go with the girls? Where they're going to go? She
couldn't. But who had the ownership at that time? Was it?
The ownership, I mean, those days, I think, was not like you do now business. You go out, you come in, and that's what it is. And that's the kind of life used to be. It's not strictly business, you know. If the one goes out, the other comes in, and that's what it is. Unless, like my mother came into the United States, was nobody there left, like nobody of, so she let somebody else lease the house, I don't know, and it happened, that's what I heard, I was not there myself.
Oh yeah, this is what you told me on the phone, that who leased the house?
My mother leased the house to that couple.
Right.
But they got killed from a bomb.
And what was the couple's name?
I think Buhora, they used to call Buhora the oldest.
Uh-huh.